Alright, alright, alright. All right, all right, all right. We are back once again for another edition of the Dory on Purpose show. And baby, do we have a show for you today? Oh my goodness. We worked hard to get in this studio tonight. I am super excited. I'm telling you, this young lady that is with us tonight, I do not even want to fathom how she moves the way she does. I'm telling you, if you have an energy drink, you better take a sip now. If you are laying down, you need to sit up, because this young lady is, I mean, she is everything. She is everywhere at one time. I think there's three of her. I think she's really triplets, and she's hiding two of her sisters from us because she does it all. And I am excited to welcome into the studio on the Dory on Purpose show, my friend, Miss Stephania, Miss Jazzy Priester. How you doing today, sister?
Dory on Purpose, Bray. Listen, I was like, when we come together, I already knew the show was going to be explosive, a lot of energy. I'm just so humbled to be on your platform. Even when you gave me the call to invite me, you know, just what you're doing to be able to shed the light and just share her stories amongst all these beautiful, amazing women all over the world. Thank you, Dory, for this opportunity to share with you tonight.
You are so welcome. I'm telling you, I remember the first time I saw you on the StreamYard platform, I said, who is that? Boy, she came with the noise. Like, you always got it together, Miss Jazzy. You always make sure that you represent for your family, you represent for your city, you represent for whatever company you are. You know, there's a saying out there that said, how you do anything is how you do everything. And to me, from the moment I met you, you represent excellence. I mean, I know you're just a girl from down south. You keep it real, but you represent excellence. And I love that about you. So we're going to jump right into the show today. I am going to put your banner up as I read your bio. I always read because I don't want to leave anything out. So guys, buckle up, because I'm introducing you to Stephania Priester, AKA Ms. Jazzy with a Z. Ms. Jazzy is a connector, communicator, social influencer, and an author. A native of Greer, South Carolina, Stephania has been a consistent presence, voice, and promoter in the upstate of South Carolina for 25 plus years, serving as an on-air personality for live television broadcasts, radio shows, and enhancing programs as a dynamic host of a variety of events, from galas, concerts, stage plays, red carpets, and award shows, to political campaigns, community outreach events, conferences, church services, and her own independent platform. The Jazzy Report, be on the lookout for the Miss Jazzy Show launch in 2025, baby, yes. She has authored a book she wrote as a part of her healing process while going through divorce titled I Forgive Me, and inked the Relationship Series, an interactive communication guide, both of which are available on Amazon. Stephania Miss Jazzy provides services for marketing that target small business owners to be seen, be heard, and be known. Branding and event management and promotions. She is also known as the Gun Lady. Watch your back, baby. Providing a service of convenience, coordinating CWP classes that have assisted hundreds to get their concealed weapon permit. Stephania, AKA Miss Jazzy, is an ambassador, distributor, retailer and recruiter for Direct Sales Health and Wellness Organization, offering a variety of herbal products, meal replacement nutritional shakes, energy supplements, anti-aging gel, sleep enhancement, and showing people how to get paid while getting healthy. Recently, she became a licensed insurance agent, working now on investment license certification. Her slogan is similar but different. Different but similar are all our testimonies. Here's her why extends through her two young adult children. Is it Reek?
It's Reek.
Reek and Sharonda and her grandson. Oh, he's a cutie too, MJ. As a free spirit and known to be everywhere, many often wonder, what is it that Miss Jazzy does? Her response is, she does business. If I don't do it, I know someone who does. I am the plug. And yes, indeed, she is. Woo! I got tired reading that resume. Miss Jazzy, I already knew all that because I've been following you for several years. And when I tell you, you never slow down. Your energy is always consistent. I have seen you in every type of event that I've read. I've seen you at the church events. I've seen you at the political events. I've seen you hosting things, and you always look beautiful. I see you at 4 o'clock in the morning with one outfit on, at 6 o'clock in the afternoon with another outfit on. The hair is different. The makeup is different. And I'm like, I'm impressed. You understand what I'm saying? So let me get to my first question. You know, what inspired you coming out of Greer, South Carolina? I know that's not New York City, baby. It's Greer. But what inspired you to become Miss Jazzy and to create that brand? Because you're not a business, Miss Jazzy. You're a brand. Yeah. You're the whole thing. What inspired you to become that?
You know, I got to give this back to you, Dora, because, you know, it was from you that I heard this phrase that I promise you I have continued to use over the years. I'm really a girl from the hood that want to do good.
And Ms. Dora, Jazzy, you changed the phrase. I want you to change it because I changed it. When I learned something, you are a girl from the hood who's destined to do good.
Okay. I'm a girl from the hood that's destined to do good. Right. But I heard you actually say that many, many years ago, and I've continued to use that. And so one thing about me, Dory, I've always been a people person. Always. I mean, I'm an only child to my mom, who was a teenage mother. And, you know, even in school, I can remember just always connecting with all people. I mean, I used to get in trouble for talking. I was the one that would get the talk too much in class notes, whereas now I can get paid to talk.
I know that's right. I know.
You know, but one thing I often try to just tell people about myself, I feel that, you know, I'm as real as they come. I've always tried to be a voice for the people. You know, I'm all about educating folk. And I know that I articulate well. I know I have a voice, and I know that I can do. I just heard one of my business partners say this, actually today, said that I can do more with my voice than I can with my hands. And so there's one thing about just being in the know. And I've always been that person who want to be in the know. So as I get information, that I can always be able to share that with all people.
Well, I've seen it with my own eyes. And you guys, I'm going to give you at the end of this live, I'm going to give you all of her contact information. I would strongly recommend that you follow her because she is, in fact, the plug. But here's another question I have for me, Miss Jazzy. Like, you inspire me. And I know that there's many young or even older female entrepreneurs who need a good word. Like, what has sustained you throughout the years? I know it hasn't always been just easy peasy. What it sustains you? What gives you the stamina to keep going when things get a little rough, when family things come into play? I know you have two children and a grandson. When commitments become heavy, what keeps you up and what keeps you inspired?
You know, Dory, my birthday is coming up this coming week. I am going to be the big 5-0 on March 25th. Ooh. Believe it or not, you know, I always tell people, honey, I know I don't look like the hell that I've been through, that part, but I feel like I'm good to me. You know, I feel like overall, you know, I was an athlete growing up. You know, I did all sports. I ran track. I played basketball. I played volleyball. I played softball for the church. Even now, I try to stay active. I mean, I've done pickleball. I've tried to ride a bike. You know, I'm doing belly dancing. So I've always just been willing to try new things. Like I consider myself to be a risk taker, you know? And so one thing about the creativity of things that I do, even with my brand, you know, you mentioned about, you know, my creativity as far as my attire. Like, you know, I may, if I'm hosting events, within that event, I might change clothes 3 or 4 times. But that's just a part of me expressing the creativity, putting on the show, you know, being entertaining, putting a smile on someone's face. But most importantly, like I always say, when I show up as this brand Miss Jazzy, oh, you're going to know I'm in the building. But I have fun and I enjoy life, but I enjoy me. You know, as an only child, I often tell people, I became comfortable playing with myself. You know, I didn't have siblings growing up. You know, I had fun just creating things, writing things, drawing things, going places. You know, I'll just pull up. I don't need a crowd. I'm a dancer. I love to get on the dance floor and dance. Like, I can go find me a corner and dance all by myself. But at the same time, it's just enjoying the freedom of just being who I am as a person and being comfortable in my own skin.
You know what? Why you saying that, you kind of helped me out a little bit, because I have a grandson who's an only child. And I always say to my daughter, he need a brother. He said, no. And he does like you, Miss Jazzy. I will see him over in the corner having a whole concert. He'll play the drum, the piano. He switched things. He danced by himself. He has a good time in this house by himself. And I said, you know what? He's going to be okay. And now to hear you say that, it kind of made me feel good that he's not going to be lonely as an only child.
Yeah.
It really does. Now, let me ask you this. What has been one of the moments as Miss Jazzy that has, like, if you could take that moment and encapsulate it and put it in a jar and save it forever, what has been one of your most defining moments as Miss Jazzy the brand?
I would say, Dora, you know, when I meet people out in the marketplace that may meet me or see me for the very first time, and they would say, I've been following you. I watch you. You know, you encourage me. You know, that they are inspired by my stories of what I share. Because, you know, we pick and choose what it is that we share. You know, life be life in us all. And, you know, people see Miss Jazzy as a brand, but there's also Stephanie, too, as a person, right? And so when they can know that I'm relatable, that I'm approachable, that I'm like, come on over here, give me a hug, girl. You know, that I'm just as down to earth. Because one thing, too, as a phrase that I always say, being an only child, that all of you are my sisters and brothers from another mother, right? So I just embrace folks to see the excitement on their face, to know that something I may have said, something I may have shared, you know, a product that they may have tried, because how would they have known about it outside of me, that, you know, they're taking back control of their overall health, you know, just to be able to see people for the first time, or just meet people out here in this marketplace, the joy oftentimes that I have to be able to put my arms around folk, or to even have people to check in on me. You know, people that have never met me in life, but because of a brand of knowing who I am as Miss Jazzy, they'll jump in my inbox and say, I'm praying for you, sis. You know, keep going. I see what you're doing. You know, just those words of encouragement. That, you know, I am making a difference, maybe an impact in someone's life, just doing what I do and just living life.
And you, let me tell you something. You inspired me. I remember when we met, and I'm going to put up a picture because I want to bring her into the conversation. We met through this amazing, amazing businesswoman that I love dearly, my soror, my friend, Miss TK Walker. And we met in business. And when you stepped on the scene, you made me step up my game, because you came in the door like, boom, Miss Jazzy is here, and I bring this, 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 and this. And I said, I need to step up my game, because I remember saying to you earlier, how you do anything is how you do everything. And this is the lady that connected us. And you have been so consistent on this morning wake up and win call with TK. How many years has it been now that you all have been doing this wake up and win call?
Wow. Well, you know, for her brand, I think it's probably been about 10 years for her, and maybe myself with her, maybe like 6 or 7. I stopped counting, but I do show up daily for myself as a part of this whole daily inspiration, motivation, needs to know strategies, you know, just the wisdom of what she and others that share the platform just pour into us. I call it that quicker picker upper, that daily mojo. And so I oftentimes serve as host, as welcoming people. So it's open to all to be able to get on. And, you know, there's people that are chiming in all across the globe, from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, you know, the DMV area. We got a teammate over in the Virgin Islands. So there's people literally every single day, Monday through Friday, that will chime in to just hear the voice of whatever's being shared throughout the morning to get your day going.
And I know we used to do a morning call together years ago when we were in the same business. And I know that made me, that gave me the motivation to kind of get through my day, you know, and knowing both of us being leaders that we also motivated other people, that gives you energy too. I'm telling you, that gives you energy. Now, while we're talking about energy, before we go on to what you're doing in your local area, I know that you represent many brands. And here on the Dory on Purpose show, you're open to talk about your brands. I invited you here because I respect what you do. I know that you believe in your products. I wouldn't invite anybody here who just was doing it for the money. I don't think that's you, Ms. Jazzy. I think because I've seen you leave companies and still use that product because you made a commitment that this product helped me and I love this product. So tell me a little bit about your brand in terms of your products and how your products can help people who may want to follow you.
Well, absolutely, Dora. You know, as I mentioned, being an athlete, I've been pretty disciplined all my life. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to diet, you know, exercise, trying to stay healthy, you know, really being cognitive of what I'm putting in my body and on my body. And so health and wellness supplements has become and been a part of a lifestyle for me. Like it's a lifestyle for me. And so the things that I do, the things that I take, why not share, promote, advertise, and get paid all at the same time, right? So, you know, liquid multivitamin, that's what I do. I mean, I'd rather take a liquid over pill form any day. When it comes to a detox, you know, being able to offer a variety of flavors when it comes to just an overall cleanse, you know, think about that gut area. You know, oftentimes, you know, that's where a lot of the disease set in. So I'm very passionate about helping people to make sure they can cleanse through a lot of what's in the gut, right? When it comes to energy, I mean, I'm on a natural high anyway. You know, I naturally am just equipped with the energy of who I am as a person altogether. But those long days, you know, when I'm traveling the highways, you know, when I'm gigging as far as hosting events, hosting red carpets, might be emceeing a program, I done worked all day, I might need a little extra boost of a natural, you know, versus, you know, a drink of an energy where there's no jitters, there's no crash. So yeah, I take energy supplements. And so there's so much more product wise that I could extend as it relates to the health and wellness side. But when I say I'm the plug, I mean, I'm the plug. And usually when I get involved in something, I become the voice for whatever that is, right? Even down to, as you mentioned, being the gun lady. You know, I remember years ago, I took the class and I was the only one in the class that looked like me. And you know what I said? I said, I'm about to go get my people. That's what I'm going to do. And I said, I'm going to provide a service. I said, we got them guns, but we ain't got that paperwork.
That's right.
So I said, if I can create a service, well, all they got to do is show up. Oh, they'll come. And so that's what I began to do. I created a package where I provided the notebooks, the pens, the snacks, the guns, the eyewear, everything. All they had to do was literally show up. And I've done that for years. And so
how
now,
many people have you helped to become licensed?
Hundreds. Because I've been doing this like 6-7 years. So I'm not the actual instructor. I'm just the coordinator providing the service of bringing the people together. So I say I put the stank on and give them a Miss Jazzy style experience. Right. But it's a ton of fun. And when I think about the financial literacy side of what I've recently kind of tapped into, because, again, I host events. I'm an MC. I have the whole red carpet set up. You know, people are hosting events and want that whole Hollywood vibe. I roll up with the carpet, the sanctions, the lights, camera, action, and I'm going to be Jazzy, right?
Well, I know. I've seen it with my own eyes.
So I was hired, Dory, for an event to serve as the host, and I didn't really know what was going on. I met the gentleman that was, you know, passionate about, it was at the time called a millionaire movement. I had no idea what they were doing. I just, you know what I told him? I said, I don't know what y'all doing, but just sign me up. I said, but don't tell nobody I signed up, because I don't even know what I signed up for. We're going to talk after the event. So come to find out, it was through, you know, the whole platform with financial literacy, everything from life insurance to, you know, home and auto. And right now I'm currently studying for my investment license. So the whole umbrella of just being the pulse of a heartbeat for really what anybody needs. And I always say I'm the plug, because if I don't do it, I probably know someone who does. But I'm just having fun.
Just recently, I had an opportunity to, you invited me to the platform to hear your mentor speak about this insurance investment and the whole financial platform, the things that he taught me in that 1 hour time span, I'm 60, Miss Jazzy. You're about to turn 50. Yes. I'm about to be 61 this year, Miss Jazzy. 90% of the stuff that he shared with me, I had never even heard before. So I'm even thinking we might need to get you and your mentor back on the Dory on Purpose show as a service because, you know, I told you, you know what I told you, but this service is necessary because there's people out here that need to know that information that you share with me about investments and home owning and
mortgage savings.
Come on. I sat straight up in the bed while he was talking. I said, Lord, have mercy. What if my parents had known this when they bought their house years and years ago? This is the stuff that they don't want us to know.
Right.
And you being the plug, they don't want us to be licensed gun carriers. They'd rather pull us over and find the gun with no license. So you equip people with the things that they need so that they can live an upstanding life. And that in itself is honorable. It's so honorable. Now, we talked about this a little bit, but along the way, being a mom, being a daughter, being a granddaughter, because we've been following Granny also on Facebook and when she allowed you to put her on there, being all those things, what has been a moment where you felt like that almost took you out? Like you said, this is too much. And what did you learn from that moment?
Well, you know, I think oftentimes having young adult children, you know, we all want the best for our children, but you know, when you got to be able to either love them hard or love them from a place to where you got to let them make their own decisions. You know what I'm saying? For me, time freedom is so important. And I recently tapped back into the corporate America setting over this past year, now serving as an operations manager for a drive school. So we provide all things driving. And so when you kind of used to moving and shaking and up and going as you would like to, you know, to have the restrictions though of not being able, you know, say for example, my grandson is in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Greenville, South Carolina. My daughter now, she's in college in Hickory, North Carolina. And you know, to be torn between, you know, having to pick and choose sometimes where I'm gonna be, or you know, maybe my money looking a little funny and I can't catch a flight, but I might can drive. But even in driving, you know, just the strain of what it's taking, but the sacrifice, you know, the sacrifice that I feel that I'm even making, you know, month to month, because I've been trying to consistently say, I want to go see my grandson every month. If it's the Lord's will and if I can earn and got the money set aside, you know, I want to be able to do that. But there has been times that I've not been able to go at times. And, you know, sometimes, like I said, that FaceTiming ain't enough.
It's
you know, to be able to know that you want to do more, you want to build more, and you want to make sure you're leaving that legacy. And you know, I still think about even where I am now at 50, I do wish, like you said, a lot of the knowledge that I'm receiving now, I wish I could have gotten that 10, 20, 30 years ago. But starting now versus later, as I continue to do what I can do to continue to educate anybody that I come in contact with, that they're also too in the know. So, yeah, I just think oftentimes, you know, we don't never seem to have enough time in a day, right? To do all that we can really do to help all people. Because again, you know, I've worked a job, I'm doing the show, and I'm thinking after the show, I need to try to reach out and connect with clients. And I still want to be able to do this, and I still got to eat, you know. But at the end of the day, I know when I die, when my time is up here on this earth, I say I want to die empty.
Ms. Jazzy, I don't want to leave no
dreams left unturned.
And I watch you. I see you doing it. I think that when the Lord decided to call you home, they ain't going to be able to shake nothing else out of that. That you have put it all on the table. I didn't even know you had returned to corporate America. So that's another thing that you do. And like I said, I know you do that with excellence as well. I want to shift gears a little bit because I know you're an author and you wrote this book for I Forgive Me. Tell me about the inspiration for this book. And I know that this gets a little deep and personal and you can only go as deep as you'd like. And tell us how we can find that book. And we're going to get back to that. And you also, because it's in the same part, you have a relationship series where that's week two. Week one, relationship communication guide. And then you have week two, And you tell us a little bit about that, and then week three. So something's going on here. So let's start here with Forgive Me.
The title within itself is personal. And for anybody that's watching, at some point in living, you're going to have to forgive yourself or whatever that it is. Mm-hmm. For me, it was a healing process that I took upon myself to do when I was going through divorce, which I began to write about it. And, you know, we can pick and choose and choose and pick and who did what and when and where and how. But at the end of the day, I too played a part in it. And right. So not only through marriage, but, you know, through being a runaway teen, like people wouldn't really know. I ran away as a teenager. Like I left my mama a note on the table. Like I was out of here. You know, the fact that I grew up without my father. And I believe my own lie that the only reason why he wouldn't come and check out on, or come and see about me is that he had died. And I literally believed that he was dead.
Wow.
And so I had to begin to heal myself from within, from the inner me that was allowing me to believe certain things about who I was, why I was rejected, you know, what role I played, you know, the time that I know, you know, my children, things I could have done different from them just through parenting. You know, there were things for myself I had to forgive. I even, a part of my healing process went through counsel. And I remember, you know, people always have a stigma about going to talk to someone. Listen, baby, it probably, can I cuss?
we allow one cuss word.
I was going to say, it probably damn near saved my life. You know, that's really what I wanted to say out loud.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to be able to talk to someone, shout out to you, Miss Frank, because I know I gave her all the business, but in a no judgment zone where I could get it all out. But one thing too, even a part of, in the book, I share where I did a burning ceremony. And the Holy Spirit within gave me that, that there were things that I wrote down on pieces of paper. And I would sit on my deck and I would have me a glass of wine. I would have spoke my affirmations. I was praying and speaking to the Most High. And I would write things down, Dory, and I would burn them. Things that when I watched them burn, I promised myself I wouldn't pick them back up. Everything from the adultery, the rejection, the abandonment of my father, you know, the tone that my mother would speak to me in, the way I treated my children at times through anger, you know. And so there were so many things that as I began to write those things down and I went through a burning ceremony, that I promised, but you know, there were some things I had to burn more than one time.
You better talk, Miss Jazz.
Come on, somebody.
You better, Miss Jazz, don't make me jump about this. Let me stop you. And I don't mean to cut you off. I've been to the therapist, so I understand that. I've done the burning, but you just blessed my life because there's some things I got to burn again.
Come on here.
So come on, give me some more.
This is therapy. So, you know, for me, it worked for me. It might not be for everybody, but it was a part of a healing process that I wrote about. So if you get that book, you'll kind of hear a little bit more. And I self-published it. I actually had a friend of mine who was writing a book and she was saying she was going to self-publish. And you know, I said, I'm going to write one too. And did on the strength of someone else telling me they were going to do it. And I felt that I could do it too and did it. So that is a real raw, uncut, unedited. It was just out and got it done. Now the communication guide, the interactive guides, because communication was a problem within my marriage. Okay. I wrote about it. And so this is just something that are like conversation starters that could really boost the relationship of any relationships. I believe that I know when the next go round come, because somebody's son gonna come for me. I believe that. but it was fun. It was fun, though. But I enjoyed the process of doing that. Like I said, it was a part of the healing process just to be able to write about it and get those creative thoughts out of my brain. And for anybody that will read it, I think it'll bless your spirit and your heart. Now, those relationship series, communication guide, they're only like 99 cents. But the book itself, I would love for you guys to tap in and just give me your honest feedback. I'm sure there's something relatable within that book, whether it's you or somebody you know.
Now, is that book available as an ebook as well? Can we download it as well? Okay, so y'all, I need y'all to go to Amazon. If you watch this live, I need you to go to Amazon and buy Miss Jazzy's book. Because guess what? We all probably need to go through some kind of forgiveness process, Miss Jazzy.
Yeah.
I know I went through it. My book will probably read different from yours. I wrote a book called A Girl Named Chosen that talked about how I made it through depression. Because that was a real part of me, raising children depressed. You know, I've never been married, but in long-term relationships, depressed. And they didn't work because of the all of the guilt and the shame and all of the layers and layers and layers. And let me tell you something. I can relate to everything you're saying. Every single thing. You know, some of the experiences were not mine, but in terms of being a parent and just being a woman and, you know, being a chosen woman, because I do believe that my book, as a matter of fact, is called A Girl Named Chosen. I do believe that God gave us what we needed to have because he has a big assignment for us. Your assignment is huge. Your assignment, I could just talking to you, I've been following you, but just talking to you, I know without a shadow of a doubt that your assignment is humongous. And see, you had to experience certain things that so that when you encounter different people along your path, you not only can sympathize with them, but you have the empathy that you needed to be gracious. That's why you are so gracious on the red carpet. That's why you're so welcoming to so many different communities. That's why you're so welcomed in so many different communities, because your heart is pure and you understand your path. So you're open to be accepting of another's.
That's
a big deal. That's why you glow the way you do. And I'm not blowing no smoke. I've never seen you not glow. And I know if you're a woman like I am, you have good days and bad days. But when you hit them streets, as you say in your own words, you Miss Jazzy. And you represent your brand. And I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of these events that you have coming up. We're coming to the 6-minute mark in the show. And Miss Jazzy is all over town, baby. She hosts so many events. I'm going to try to do these in order, but they may not be in order. I think the first one is coming up on the 22nd. Tell us a little bit about this event, Miss Jazzy.
So we got this whole networking. It's a millionaire mindset collaboration, just networking, really more on that financial literacy side, you know, just really welcoming people into the space to learn more, because I promise you, like Ms. Ray mentioned, you not really heard it the way we break it down. I promise you, you've never heard it this way. That's just a meetup. Then the next event that I have coming up, because like I said, I'm hosting all kinds of events, galas, plays. This is going to give an opportunity. This is going to be an encouragement series with Apostle Denise Smith. This will be my second time on her show. The fact that she invited me back again, I'm excited about that. That's going to air the day after my birthday on March 26th. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be streaming live on my platforms as well. The next event after that, I think we got a Royal Blue and Bling sneaker gala. Oh, you know, I got my Royal Blue outfits now.
I'm not even
I'm
ready.
Live. I'm
live. With an S.
Oh, with an S. At least 3 or 4, I promise you. At least 3 or 4. I'm coming through. I promise you that.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
All in the entertainment. But it's going to be a ton of fun. This is a proceeded event that will go towards autism. So, you know, always trying to plug in. I mean, I didn't even mention how I serve on the board for, it's called Heart of Compassion SC, that, you know, it's a platform where people can get like non-perishable items, brand new items. So for nonprofits and ministries, all kind of stuff. Like even today I was a part of being, because I signed up to be a certified tourism ambassador for Greenville, South Carolina. So I'm learning so much about the history and different places of the city that I work, live and play. And so, you know, oftentimes I say, you know, it's really not about who you know, but it's really about who knows you. And then in turn, when people know you, it is who do you know, right? And I always say I'm the plug, because, again, if I don't do it, I promise you I probably know somebody, or let me make a few phone calls. I can connect you with the right people to make it happen.
I love what you just said, Ms. Jazz. You said it's not about who you know, but about who knows you. Ooh, baby, that's one for the book. Every time I interview one of these phenomenal female entrepreneurs, they always leave what I call an ism. And so this will be our Miss Jazzy ism for the night. It's not about who you know, but about who knows you. And here's the deal. You want to be known in the right way. Now, we're not worried about people's opinions of us. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how we leave the room. Now, how you feel is your business. But if we come in with a pure heart, and if we come and we complete our assignments as Miss Jazzy does all the time, we're okay when we leave. Well, I know when you leave an event, you put your all in and you take yourself home feeling good. Now, whether Cecil and Judy and James and all them loved you or liked you, that's not your business. That's, you know, you did what you came to do and you did it from your heart. So if they know Miss Jazzy, they're in a good place. I say that because even I've only met you, I think, two times in person, if two, maybe one, maybe two. Yeah. But I'm glad I did. My life has been enhanced because I did. Because like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it as many times as I want to, you represent excellence. You represent excellence. You represent, you know, I am Dory on purpose, but you represent purpose. You are, and you know what else you are? And I say it jokingly sometimes, what is Miss Jazzy doing now? Like, you show us that anything and everything is possible. It's all about what you believe. And if you believe it, you can make it happen. And that's the way I see you, Miss Jazzy. So we're at the 2-minute mark, Miss Jazzy. I always let you get your last word. If you wanted to leave an impression on an aspiring entrepreneur, in particular a female who's sitting on the ledge and she's afraid to jump. We're living in an economy where we got to have more than one stream of income. You know, a lot of people are sitting on all these wonderful ideas, but they're so worried about this, that, and the other. What kind of advice would you give to that lady as we move to close out?
Listen, if the thought has come to mind, you can do it. If you've dreamed about it, you can do it. If you received that word of confirmation to do it, you can do it. So it's really a matter of surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals and ask for help. You know, one thing that I do realize, even as myself, a lot of what I do seems to be alone, but again, there's so many other strong individuals around me that's helping me to do what I do. I can't do life alone without others. And so you're going to need a team of folk that can hold your hands up when you're weak. And I just pray that God will send the right people with the right mindset that will continue to be able to pour into you, that you don't run empty. Because at the end of the day, if you have a solution to a problem, you can get paid. If you have an idea to begin, oh, you can do it. And so if you've seen it, you can have it. And so I encourage anybody to just do it now, because life is so short. The world is so big. If you don't go see it, it is not coming to see you. So again, somebody somewhere is depending on you to make it happen. So when you gonna get it done, girl? Let's go.
Somebody somewhere is depending on you. That's deep, Miss Jazzy. You know how many people would not have moved have you not moved, or had I not moved, or some of our other entrepreneurial friends? What if TK had decided not to do what she did? You and I would have never met. Right. We would have never met. So as we move to close out the show, I always like to close out like this. First of all, I want to let you know where you can find Miss Jazzy. I've been running the banners across the bottom of the screen, but if you're looking for her on YouTube, you can find her at The Jazzy Reports. Okay. Now, if you want to find Miss Jazzy on Facebook, Miss Jazzy is Stephania Miss Jazzy. Please follow her today on Facebook. On IG, she is The Jazzy Report. As she is on Threads, The Jazzy Report. Miss Jazzy is out there on Snapchat as Miss Jazzy 2020. And she's even giving them some love on Clubhouse at Miss Jazzy. And let me just remind you of some of the things that Miss Jazzy taught us today. Miss Jazzy said, I'm good to me. Like, if she hasn't taught us anything else, that self-love is the best love. And find a way to fall in love with yourself and be good to yourself. Don't be afraid to be a risk taker. I have seen her take risks. Anybody who can run a red carpet and shoot a gun at the same time. You know they had to be a risk taker, okay? She says health and wellness is a lifestyle for her. Not only does she live it, but she makes money from it because she shows other people how to do it as well. She told us somebody's son is going to come for her. So if y'all see this here today and you that somebody's son, you better come correct, because Miss Jazzy is the real one and she's a catch, baby. And don't come incorrect. She is the heart. She is part of a group called the Heart of Compassion, South Carolina. How apropos is that? Because she has a heart of compassion. It doesn't make sense for her not to be a part of that. She is a certified tourism ambassador. She's just getting involved in that. It only makes sense if you're going to be the voice and the heartbeat of South Carolina, your city, then you need to have that in you. Oh, this was it. This was the ism right here, y'all. She said it's not about who you know, but about who knows you. Make sure when they do know you that you're representing not yourself, your family, your brand, the whole nine. She said, if the thought has come to mind, ladies, gentlemen, whoever's watching this broadcast, you can do it. She dropped it on us today. She said, surround yourself with like-minded people and do not be afraid to ask for help, because all of us know that teamwork makes the dream work. And last but not least, she said, if you have a solution to a problem, you can get paid. And I know that's right. Miss Jazzy, I know why the enemy was trying to stop this here thing tonight, because you have come and you have always, like you always do, you left us better than you found us. And I love you dearly, sister. You're beautiful inside and out. I appreciate you to no end. I'm hoping that somewhere down the road we can collaborate and do something again together. I just feel it in my bones. Okay, and everybody put some fire in the chat for my girl Stephania, Miss Jazzy. That's Jazzy ZZ, Ms. with a Z, Jazzy Priester. As we say good night, and everybody have a wonderful day from the Dory on Purpose show. We love you, love you, love you. Take care, and God bless. All righty now. Right.